Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Mrs. Clem?
Speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Clem. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay, well, Mrs. Clem, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Washburn. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
It's okay.
Like, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow? Like, that happens sometimes?
I don't use it much, to be honest.
Okay, who is the main user of this internet line, Stan?
Me.
You, but you don't use it very often, right?
No.
Hey, alright, the thing is that, ma'am, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they're not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. Alright, so let me ask you, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you this sort of question, ma'am, you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside the locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge. And they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Yeah.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, ma'am?
Well, I'm on the iPad now.
Right, no, but I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday, midnight between 12 to 3 a.m., and
no.
On Sunday, between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., that was you or somebody else?
Not me.
Might be anyone else in your family member?
No, it's only my husband, and he's not good at it.
Only you and your husband?
Mm.
Okay. By the way, ma'am, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
Leave it on.
Oh, you mean your router is on all the time, right?
Yes.
Okay, alright. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
I can go and have a look.
Could you please check, ma'am, because right now we are working on it.
Yeah, okay. Green?
Total, how many green lights, ma'am? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
6.
6.
There's 2 and then there's 4 together.
Yeah, there's 2 together and 4 together on the other side. Yep.
Yep.
And out of 6, ma'am, how many of them are blinking?
2.
Just 2 of
them. 2 together, the second one's blinking, but when there's 4 together, the first one's blinking.
And in back of that box, you will see there is some cables are connected in back of it.
Underneath it?
Yes, yes. How many cables are connected right now?
I don't know. 3, I think.
3, you mean the power cable?
One,
the power
one. Cord.
Oh.
One's a cord that's connected in there, and then there's a black one connected in there.
Call and the power, okay, the power one and the internet one. And generally, ma'am, apart from your iPad, what are the other devices are connected with the internet? Apart from your iPad?
Only phones.
Only phone, like, and any kind of television or computer which are also connected?
No.
Only your iPad, right?
Mm.
Because I can see in my system, ma'am, there is total 11 devices are connected with your internet. and that is 3 computer, 3 mobile phone, 2 iPads, 2 television, and 1 landline connection.
Hello?
Yes, according to my reports, ma'am, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, we are going to send one of our technician for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
Okay.
Right, so first of all, ma'am, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah.
And you can write down your... Okay.
Yes.
And you can write down your customer ID number, your customer ID, which is 888.
Yes.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then A for Alpha.
Yes.
Then number 60.
Yes.
Then give a hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
Then number 7.
Yes.
Then D for Delta.
Yes.
And number 062.
Yes,
I
got that.
Check it, ma'am. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7-D-062.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, this is your customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, ma'am, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customer, they are complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Alright?
Yeah, I'll do that now anyway.
Yep, and I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is our unique code of your router.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And keep it on your mind, ma'am, whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer or iPad problem. You don't need to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they're really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they're going to provide these details to you. Yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. By the way, ma'am, right now, are you handy with your iPad right now?
I can go back to it.
Okay. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, ma'am?
No. I'm not very good at it at all. My daughter sorts it out for me usually.
Okay, alright, no problem. Basically, what do you do over the internet, ma'am?
Look up things, that's about all.
Like you do emails over the internet?
No.
You don't do email?
No.
So what do you do over the internet, ma'am? Like do you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
No, none of that. I'm too old for that.
And do you do online shopping?
No.
Online banking?
No.
You don't do online banking or shopping?
No.
So what do you do basically?
I just mainly look up news, and if I want to know something about something, I'll look it up.
You
That's
only
about
Google.
All.
You do only Google thing, right?
Yes.
Well, I can see in my system this internet connection is registered under your name, that is Mrs. Clan. House number 6, Lee Grand Road, Washbowl, Queensland, 4309, right?
No, 4306.
Yeah, sorry, 06. Postcode
is right. Wrong.
Yeah, 4306, sorry. It's my mistake.
But account comes in my husband's name, not my name.
Mr. B. Aklan?
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. And I can see, like, you pay your internet bill by your direct debit, right?
Pardon?
You pay your internet and your telephone bill by your direct debit?
No.
How do you pay your internet bill?
Well, where are you from if you're trying to find out this information?